And you're in between the waves, or you're on one of those waves right now. The different type of waves that God is bringing into our life. And that's what life is made of. Right now, every one of us is either in a cycle or in between cycles. Right now. And we need to discern where we are to flow with God's will. And that's where we come to talk about our inward sensor. Inside each one of us, there is a sense in which we know where we are. Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And as we talk about individual cycles, there is also general cycles in the church age. Each one of us have an individual cycle, and then in the national sense, there's a cycle for a nation. And in the international sense, there's a cycle for the entire world. So the church, the universal church as a whole, also has a cycle. And right now, in general, in the body of Christ, we are in between cycles. We are in between cycles. And God is preparing the next cycle or wave for the church. Individually in our lives, there are little mini cycles that we have. And that's where we are looking at in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And Paul says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So he's talking about the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And that is tied up to our minds being transformed and being renewed. And it says we have to prove, we have to test, we have to discern, we have to sense what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So while God has these cycles that are flowing right now, individually into our lives, the enemy also is trying to imitate and turn us away into the wrong cycle. And notice there are three adjectives there. Good, acceptable, and perfect. There is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. I believe in some translations, it translated as the good, the permissive, and the perfect will of God. So there are these three different areas of God's will. What is the good? The good is what I call the general will of God. God is a good God. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And God, in the first section called the good will of God, and here is, and this is only one tiny aspect of God. God, from time to time, does things that bless this earth. I mean, God is the one who bring gifts onto this earth. Everything, it says the Bible, all the cattle on a thousand hills, everything around us comes from God. And God, who has created this earth, continues in a sense to bless this earth. And this is what this individual who went into the spirit realm, and he saw what happened, and he's struggling to understand how come the enemy has so many things too on this earth. How did the devil get all these things that he has built up on this earth so that the world becomes as if so evil? And this is what this individual saw in the spirit realm, that once in a while, from God's throne, now God's throne is not static. I've been through the throne room of God. It is not static. It's like, now God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but it's constantly flowing with different things. Some things I don't understand, but it's flowing. Like, I give you an example. Whenever people worship God, and when people worship one aspect of God, and seeing how great God is, the throne begins to reflect the greatness of God. And then some people begin to worship God and saying how merciful He is. The throne room begins to change and reflect the mercy of God. So it's ever changing. Besides all those things that keep changing, there is also blessings that come from God in cycles, like a wave. And like a wave of blessings that come, zoom, and it comes out to the earth. It comes out through the whole universe and comes out throughout the earth. And those who are sensitive to God, they receive the blessings of God. Now, all things in life have cycles. Everything has a cycle, it's vibrating all the time. Have you turned a tap on and you notice one of the tap that the water that flows on the tap, although it looks continuous, it's not continuous. Flowing in cycles. But the cycle in between is so fast, you see it as a continuous flow. But when you slow down, you begin to see it, you know, move a bit at a time. Just like when you punch a hole in a water bottle and you turn it upside down, you know, as it drops down in cycles because of the air pressure. So it goes zoom, and then the air goes in, and zoom, the next time the air goes in, and zoom, it goes in. It happens so fast, it looks like it's continuous. Everything is vibrating in a cycle. The sunlight that you receive from the sun is coming to us in cycles. The fluorescent light that you see is coming in cycles. It actually is going on and off rapidly. So fast, our eyes cannot detect it. We think it's continuous. Everything around us is flowing in cycles. So there is a cycle of blessings that come from the throne of God. And on the area of the good side of God, because God is a good God, He keeps sending blessings. Now this is what happened, and that one individual went to heaven, he saw God sends blessings to this earth. Shoom. And some of the blessings could cover different things. It could be a blessing of authority. It could be a blessing of discovery or invention. It could be a blessing of some unveiling of knowledge. If you study human history, this is a strange thing. Every time it's time for something to be discovered, two or three people seem to hit it at the same time. Have you noticed this is very strange? I love mathematics, and so one of the strange things about mathematics is when it came time for mathematics didn't progress much until in the time of Isaac Newton, when we discover the calculus. At the same time when he discovered the calculus, another guy also discovered it. So in the end, people were debating who actually invented the calculus. But the time is so close. And then in the discovery of certain, every time there's some time, when it's time for something to be discovered, two or three people got the same thing at the same time. It's very strange. It's as if it's coming from somewhere further than us. It is. It was God sending a gift of knowledge to this earth. And this is what the individual saw. The individual saw every time when God sends, for example, it could be a blessing of wisdom, a blessing of authority, and it could be a blessing, a material blessing. I mean, it's time for individuals to take authority in that realm. And the blessings will come to this earth. And this is the frightening thing that the individual saw. As the blessings come to this earth, they are the children of light and the children of darkness. And then, of course, there are demonic forces at work besides the angels of God. And when the blessings of God come, when the children of God do not take hold of the blessings, the enemy comes and steals those blessings and turns it to be used by the children of darkness. Wow. See, scripture and verse. Thank you very much. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 8, it talks about the word, God's word that is sown, right, to this earth. The parable of the sower. And then the first thing it says, when the word is sown, the enemy comes to take it away, to steal. Now the word itself still has power, or the gift still has power. The enemy steals it and uses it for his own end. He turns something that God has given. See, the devil has no ability to create. His only ability is to pervert. And so he waits around for these things that God sent. And this is a sad thing. When Christians don't wake up to the timing of God, when God is sending a cycle of blessing, and they are not sensitive enough to yield to it, to receive it, that's why the time of pruning is important. It's a time of receiving. Put it this way, the time of pruning is a time of receiving. The time of bearing fruit is a time of giving. And when Christians are not sensitive to this time of God's blessing on our life, the devil comes and take it and turns it to be used by one of his own people. And as a result, the world is what you see today. Every rich man on this earth, every powerful man on this earth, every unique gift on this earth, whether of music, every discovery of science, everything came from God. But because the people who know God did not open themselves to God when He was sending forth these gifts, the enemy got it and used it for his own ends, to propagate evil. What a waste! What a waste! Because we did not receive the good gifts of God. What a revelation, the individual. That individual was also from Argentina. Oh, there's a whole group of them. Right. Australia, better catch up. Oh God, more prayer. Prayer people. And so, a lot of it has been missed. And God still tries to work, God still works through all those things, but He could have worked more powerfully if someone who knew God, someone who walked with God, could have tapped upon those things when God was sending those things down. Wow. Think about every single talent. If in the last days, I believe, as the church wakes up to this truth. And scripture for that, every good gift in the book of James comes from God above. It started good, but the devil turns it into something bad. Every single gift from now, this is the year 2003. From 2003 until whenever Jesus comes back again, doesn't matter the things we have missed, but this is my challenge to you. From now, in the year 2003, till whatever time Jesus comes back, there are going to be more gifts coming from God above. See, nothing happens in the natural world unless something happens in the spiritual. There are more discoveries of knowledge that God is going to release. There are more discoveries in wisdom that God is going to release. There are more authorities that God is going to release. There are more material blessings that God is going to allow people to amass unto Him. There are many more things that God is going to bring forth in the spirit world. And whosoever, if you are hearing this word, whether you hear anywhere where this word goes off, whosoever will be open to the Spirit of God at that very time and open themselves to the gifting, God's gift will come upon them. And it will start operating. And I pray that it will be someone who knows God. That's how in the last days, the people of God will begin to discover. These are the things God said. Now, the first is the good will of God.